Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with Rudy Giuliani this morning, the president's lawyer, who says now that the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller's team, said it can't indict a president.
Well, there is Department of Justice material that says you have to impeach before you indict. Nevertheless, that's always seemed to be stupid to me, to be honest with you. I mean, you take it to an absurd point. Let's say a president of the United States kills his wife on Fifth Avenue in front of people. You mean to say you have to impeach him before you indict him for carrying a gun and killing his wife? I'm not saying that that has happened in this case. I just think you take it to its absolute absurd maximum and you find that it doesn't hold up. If a president breaks the law, no man or woman is above the law in the United States. So the idea that you have a Republican Congress and a Republican Senate and you're finding violations of law and you can't indict seems to me to be absurd. Why should any one person, particularly this person, to be honest with you, but why should any one person be above the law? No person is above the law, and that, it seems to me, is what's going on here. So this defense that first you have to impeach before you indict if you're finding violations of laws is nutsy.
Transcripts of the so-called Tower meeting were released yesterday, Alan, from the Senate committee. Reading the articles, at least, it didn't seem like we learned anything really new.
Well, no. And there does seem to be some real dissonance between the Senate committee, which released these documents, and the House committee, which, of course, has ended up being a lapdog for the president. We don't fully understand all of it. They're saying it's not as bad as it looks, this difference between what the two committees are doing. But nothing is really going to get a result. If, in fact, what ends up happening is that you have a Democratic Congress, things will change and they will change fast. But right now, the Republicans, scared to death about what's going to happen in the midterms, are not about to pursue their constitutional duties to get down to the bottom of this, which leaves it all with Bob Mueller. And Mueller, of course, becomes bait for Trump. I have said all along, if Trump is in a corner, he is going to fire Mueller. He has no choices in his mind, I'm sure. The stuff is coming so fast now about what happened in the meeting, the famous meeting on the plane in which Trump helped his kids, Trump Jr. and others, craft a misleading statement, the idea that the money is being paid via Cohen, the lawyer. First we heard it wasn't. We heard the president didn't know anything. We heard the president saying he didn't know anything. Now it turns out he knew something. The stink and the smell here is getting to be overpowering.
I noticed that Rex Tillerson, former Secretary of State, spoke not so veiled about the integrity of the administration.
Well, Rex Tillerson is not going to be a hero to a lot of people. In his tenure, he went a long way to destroying the diplomacy efforts of the United States and hiring enough people to do that work and starving the State Department. But he was at his best as he talked at this graduation about how if in fact things are based on untruths, lies, you can't have a democracy. And that's something we've all been saying for quite a while now.
The White House brushed aside threats by North Korea to cancel an upcoming summit meeting between the president and Kim Jong-un, North Korea's leader, saying it's hopeful the meeting will happen. Trump said it's fine if it doesn't. The Washington Post headline gets at something, though, this morning, Alan. Critics fear Trump's desire for a legacy-making deal eclipses substance in North Korea.
Well, we do know that it's all about Trump. We do know that he wants the credit for having brought this thing off. He himself kept talking about Nobel Prize. Now, obviously, there's a good deal here that we don't know. And one of those things is China, for example. I am sure there are backdoor channels between China and the United States to tell Trump, go ahead. China says that they want the meeting. Trump is keeping a coolness that is uncharacteristic of the man, and it sounds to me like China is going to make sure there's a meeting here.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.